Okay, good morning. We are in Samech Tes Siv Beis, Hilchos Melicha. Beis, Imalach lo hidiach tchila yedichenu yamilchenu shenis, yeshoitzrim. If you salted but you didn't do hadacha, so the Mechaber, the first sheet of the Mechaber, Rosh or whatever, says, okay, no problem, then do hadacha, and then do melicha again. The reason for this is the shiloh over here is like it said in Sefalif, that the reason you do hadacha is because of dam be'en on the chshash of dam be'en on the outside of the piece of meat. Now. So therefore, the question is that when you did melicha and you didn't do that, was that mavliya the dam into the piece? Now the first sheet of the Mechaber says that yedichenu, okay, it's okay because melicha is going to take care of it anyway. It's only chashash dam, and if you do melicha again, then it's, you know, whatever was absorbed will get it, will come out. So therefore, first wash off the melech which is there, because that's if you put just stomp up more melech on, it's just gonna you know interact with the salt which is there already, and it's not gonna work. So therefore, wash it off, and then do melicha again, and then it's gonna go ahead and pull out whatever blood is in there. Yesh oisvim. And the machmirim say that the dam it's not just a chashash dam on the surface of you know we do hadacha because of a chashash dam or whatever, it really is dam be'en, and therefore it's a real suffix deraisa, and it's not just and therefore, and it's mavliya this dam be'en if it's and we have a din. That once it's what we have a din by melicha, that once dam is muvla api melicha, then it's not going to come out again. It's not going to come out again with melicha. And there are those that say even for tzli is a problem, which is a chiddush. Usually tzli takes out everything, but we'll see as we go along. There are things tzli doesn't take out. The Rama says that's how we know it, that's the meaning, that's how we paskin. We ask for it, I feel a little nimlach rach ma'at, even if he put a little bit of salt on, not like he put it like a drop of salt over here or whatever, but he didn't do a real malicha, he put the tzli means. There's the tzli, and then there's for melicha, take out the dam. The tzli is a lighter salting. You put a little bit of salt on. Feel of shah b'malcho, even if you just put it on and you didn't let it sit, sheer melicha. Now, I guess if you put it on and wash it off right away, I don't think it's a big deal. But it has to actually start dissolving and working, even if it's not sheer melicha 18 minutes. But it has to. You know, start being piled. And there were choshesh since it's into the dam be'en, so it's already mavliya. Miyo v'malkom hesed meruba yesh lahat leish lahatir. Oh, hesed meruba that you become by the molchim letzli. So then, since it wasn't a real shtark melicha, so therefore you can go ahead and you can wash it again and then maleach it. Obviously, also if it's already where it has to be ruba, you could do tzli on this as well. But let's say you didn't do a full soaking before the full shear. Let's say you washed it under the sink. You washed it under the sink. Mutter b'di'evid. So that's mutter b'di'evid. A question is what's b'di'evid, was he, did he ever mean he was mevashalit? Or it just means that he already did that, salted it in the hadacha. To go back to the process is b'di'evid. Some say it's only if he already cooked with it. It's because again, you're talking about sfeikas d'oraisa, because I have the hachmir, but achopanim. It's okay. But the everybody in Haya Shishim bechatika neged dam she'alav. So too, if there was shishim in this piece neged the dam, which would be on the outside, that would be okay. Which we don't know the shear for that, and it's hard to mishar the shear. Generally, the place can say that usually there isn't shishim neged the whole outer surface of the piece of meat. Maybe if you're talking about a side of beef, I don't know, I'm not sure. But if a person would be able to scan it and figure out the outside area and differentials and I don't know, whatever, and then, okay, fine. But achupanim, generally it's not. If the chaticha was nimlach without hadachim shar chaticha. So let's say one chicken you didn't do hadacha, it was a mistake. You had a whole factory and there was a mistake, and it went right in. Shar chatichos b'tarois v'hi asura. The shar other chatichos are going to be mutter. The other chickens will be mutter, but that chicken will be asur. The reason is that by Malicha is a special din of that when you have two pieces of meat and the salty tzir goes into the other piece of meat, it goes right through. It doesn't stay. If it's being poil and being polite, and the other pieces, you salted the other pieces and they're being polite, so the Gemara says that if it's a tarach, if it's been tarach, it's tareach and plita, it's not going to be bolea. It doesn't have... It's not basically the dal, whatever it is, is not going to stay in the piece of meat. It's been, whatever juices are in it, it's already pouring it out, and therefore it doesn't. It's not mavliu. It can't be mavliu mafli bevasachas. It can't multitask. Put it that way. So therefore, even though you salted. Salted one chicken, you didn't do hadach with the other chickens. So then, tudi liflay, right? That's the lashon. Then, therefore, they won't absorb the other dam, especially because the question here is dam. Other yisurim we'll have to get to in Tarevis. If you salt other yisurim, is that didn't apply? But this din by dam is that it's not going to absorb other dam into it. So therefore, the dam of that piece, it won't go into the other. Even if it goes into the other pieces, it's just going to come out. But this chaticha is also because it's achopanim lechachila, because of the fact that it's going to go straight in. That's on the surface. It's not just like dam going through or whatever. On the surface, it's going to be nivla on the outside of the chicken, and it's kilu very hot in that part kilu, and it's mavliya the dam in the surface of that, and once it's muvla, it's not going to come out. So therefore, it's also if there's a tarevis, that let's say a taka happened in a factory, so there's a tarevis. And it will be batal. What I'll call upon you, talking about a case over here where it's not batal. Gimel. So now we're getting to the dinim of how do you actually do melicha. Gimel. Lo yimlach b'melach daka kekemach. The din is the paiskim. You should not use table salt. right? You take your Mortons, or here you have your regular, you know, here in Israel you have your, you know, shekel bag of salt. You can't go ahead and take that and use that. Nor can you take, you know, you go to Yom HaMelech, and you go to the Dead Sea, you take a big, you know, hunk of salt, a couple big, few big, you know, salt rocks. And the truth is, even south of the Dead Sea, it's something hard stone, which is basically a big, like a mountain or whatever, made out of salt. So you knock a piece off, a few big chunks, and you stick it on. That's not going to work either. Shenafelos me'ala basar, elach ve'elach. You have a few big things. It's not going to stick to the meat, and it's going to fall off, whatever. Yeah. Rock salt, right? Rock salt in the cold places, and, you know, whatever they use, you know, bigger salt. You know, here they don't know much of. Never seen. I hear they don't never really seen rock salt. They don't know, but it's large pieces. Aquaponim, it's going to fall off the. going to fall off. Aim melech acher, rock melech daki kamach. Let's say you have nothing else. It's better. It's okay to go ahead and b'maleach with it, but you need to go ahead and put a lot, not just you know. You can't just, you know, sprinkle it with salt. You have to mamish make like a layer, you know, a layer of salt on it. And the question the priest can ask is: it better to go ahead and to let's say your choice is to have the big pieces, let's say the rock salt, whatever, or your choice is to have table salt. You don't have the good, you know, what's called kosher salt. As you know, the reason they started selling kosher salt, because people, you know, back in the days when they did melicha in the house, they needed to buy kosher salt to go ahead. It's called kosher salt for koshering. So therefore that they kept the name. So achlopan. Oh yeah. So therefore, because it sticks, because the big ones aren't going to stick at all, so that's not going to do a proper melicha. The medach kemach will stick to the meat. You have to put a lot on. We'll see about how much salt we have to put on. But like I said, in the, you know, you go to the factories, they have vats of salt to use to salt the chickens and meat and whatever. Dalit, ifazer lav melach, you spread around the melach, shlo yishar bo makom ibli melach v'yimlach. You have to go ahead and spread the salt over, so there shouldn't be any place that doesn't have salt. Shlo yihei roi lechol im oso melach. It has to be enough salt that if you would go ahead and salt your, you would go ahead and salt your food, you know, after, you know, say for, you know, barbecue, for, you know, you cook it and you put so much salt that you can't eat it. You know, there are people who like a lot of salt, but bottle diet done, whatever. Generally, there's a certain point, yeah, it's just impossible to eat. So it has to be thick and, you know, enough salt like that, and then it's okay. You know, basically, say if you didn't get to every single nook and cranny, it's mutter as long as the rest of the meat, obviously you put in one little spot. But let's say you did the chicken and it didn't get under the wing over here. You didn't do the best job. It's the evidence, okay, because again, the salt will pull it sear all over and will pull out, you know, from different parts, just like by the. To discuss about what about the inside? If you do melicha on the outside, so how does it get to the inside? All right, it's not touching the inside. I say it has to get to everything. Oh, elamai, elamai, because the salt, once the piece starts, you know, the salt pulls out the dam, it's gonna pull out from the middle also. So it's gonna go through the whole piece, even if there's a spot that didn't have salt on it, it's gonna be okay. and the ain't a tzarich l'harbos l'av melech esim, you have to put on more salt than that. Like it says, Loya Kabinyan. If let's say you did, it doesn't aser it. It's not going to make it aser. I know that in certain chickens here, in certain factories, I think they use, I think Reuben's chickens, I always find to be extremely salty. He's very machmir on the melicha. How much he put, as far as I put it, he put a ton of salt. In the Reuben chickens, they put a ton of salt. Right. You can say right, but Uncle Pony, if you don't, like you could taste this chicken saltier than a different one. Truth is, there's different ways they do it in the factory. I know that in Reuben they put a lot of salt. There's also that they use it's a question: do they have to use? They use strong Arabs, I think, to go ahead and take throw tons of salt on, so they're sure that it gets on properly, and that's not just it's not just sprinkled, whatever. The alkaparim, it's even if it's that a lot of salt, it's not. It's okay. Mocho mishnei tzadim. You have to be sure you go ahead and you salt it from both sides of the meat. And the chickens have to be salted in the cavity as well. That it's considered like a So, question is number one. So it says if you didn't go ahead and you didn't salt, you only salted on the outside of the chicken or only on the inside. So then it's considered like one side or a piece of meat that only got one side salted. The mechaber paskins it's mutter. What they do with the chickens, how they salt the inside. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they just they cut it open and they salt it on the inside. In Chutz Laaretz, they always get the whole chicken so you can stuff them and whatever, very nice. So I heard that they take. He said I don't remember that they Ben David. He said they take they inject. They have a thing which they inject salt in the inside. Either they stuff it inside, like they fill the cavity with salt. They have a machine that shoots salt in, or whatever. Or they can take their hand and stuff a whole bunch in. The kulpanin that you don't need to break open the chicken. To do it, it's just you have to just know what you're doing. so anyway, the mechaber holds that if you molech only one side, so then it will be mutter b'di'eved, because again it's gonna, just like we said before, it's gonna go through, it's gonna pull out from the whole thing. Agav yish oitzrim afilu b'di'eved. But the Ramah holds, Ramah says that there are those who aser the later Achron, the Rishonim from Sedeshin, aser zafil b'di'eved hachinog, and this is the minig imlo l'tzarech, if it's whatever l'tzarech, hefse meruba kovet Shabbos kovet orchim, right? So all these things, the person salting, if he invites Orchim over, say there's all these like kulas and stuff, he can be samechan. The truth, I think Kavod Orchim doesn't mean he invited them the week before and he knows they're coming. Kavod Orchim means, suddenly your relatives suddenly pop in for Shabbos, and you have to somehow, they need dinner, so you have to somehow get the meat salted quickly. So therefore, if you made a mistake, we say it's okay. Dafka im kvar nizbashel kach. It's only if it's already cooked. But in lo nizbashel adayin lo yivyashlenu achar kach. If it wasn't mevushel, so then there's nothing to do. Then you have to ela im hu tochi beisho. So what can we do? So if it's within 12 hours, shal shenimlach. If it's 12 hours is the shear that we say that the meat is polite tzir, that the meat you salted is gonna, you don't have to obviously wait 12 hours, but that it takes 12 hours. If you left it, it takes 12 hours for it to stop being polite tzir. So if it's a tokyu beishol, so therefore it's still being polite, shenimach yachzor v'yimlach tzad hasheni, then you can go ahead and you can moleach the second side, shlo nimlach adayin, you're allowed to do that, and do a proper malicha on the second side, because the first side, once it stops being polite, so therefore it dries up and there's nothing to do. Once it stops, then the dam which was pirish, the dam inside the piece which started moving around from the second side, started coming out a bit. It didn't come out properly. We say it gets nivla on the buser and there's nothing to do about it. So therefore, it's after bimhu achi beishos azayin yitzlenu. But the thing you can do is you can roast it. The newer mashiv shoyv, that we say that a flame is takes out dam no matter what. It sucks. It takes out any dam stuck in there, anything like that. Melicha can't take out if it started being pirish, if it started moving and stopped, then melicha is not going to help anymore. But a fire will. The ein hatzad shenimlach kvar boleya mitzad shelo nimlach. But we don't say that the other side, the side which was salted, the other side which wasn't salted, we don't say, like we said before about hadacha, right? The surface is dam, and it's nivla, you know, it's nivla into the outside of the, that you can't do anything about. So we don't say that. Well, that the dam from the top half, you know, there from the outside of the chicken or whatever, we don't say that it went into the other side and was mavliya in there. We just say because, you know, it's only you know a minig lahachmer. So therefore, we say that side. Just it didn't, you know, it could be it didn't get a full salting, so it was like a bit of salt. So it started working, but didn't work well. But we don't say that the maligans, because it's not strong enough from the outside of the chicken to get into the inside and to go ahead and to make it so that it's nivla. That already we don't say. One more sif. After you salt the piece of meat, imchatach vimano, einatzarach lachzor nimloach makom achatach. Like I said, the question is, how does it get to the inside of the piece of meat? It does. It pulls everything out, even for a huge, thick piece of meat. It will still go ahead and take out from the inside. So therefore, after you salted it, you cut it up. You don't have to go ahead and say, oh, okay, well, it didn't get to the inside, so I got it. No, it pulled everything out from the whole piece. you know, however, if it was toich the melicha, you cut it. So then you need to go ahead and we say that, or before the melicha, whatever, then you need to go ahead at that point and you need to do hadacha on that spot, because you say that now dam, now you cause dam to ooze out from the sides, and you do hadacha over there and melicha on that part, because you cause dam before it's fully salted, it caused dam to come out. After it's salt the shear after a shear melicha, then at the middle didn't pull it down from the middle and it's fine.
What's the shear sleeve?